Spiritual Life Center.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
We're reminded that we shine the light. That light penetrates beyond the surface of what we actually see with our eyes. If we only take in the surface of life, or we only see the human part of us, which is not most of who we are. Most of who we are is what we cannot see. And if we're only looking at the human part, we're not seeing the whole of what God has made. There was a young man once who was invited to a magnificent Valentine's dinner. It was kind of like a dinner party. And there were some very important people there, and you could look around, and there were some folks who knew that they were important. Now, it's interesting to be around people who know they're important. So there were some very important people there, at least they thought they were. And all the folks there wore magnificent clothes, and you know, they're all dressed up in their regalia and their designer gowns and the latest tuxedos. They were all at the party. But this young man decided to come casual because he was comfortable that way. This is how he kind of showed love and affirmed love for himself, by being himself. So he simply wore some jeans and a t-shirt. But when he's at the party, he noticed that nobody gave him any attention. They just ignored him. And so after a while, he decided to leave and go home, and he came back after he put on his $2,000 suit. And he was wearing some really nice shoes, and he got cleaned up and dressed up. And when he came back to the party, suddenly everybody started paying him attention. They were asking him, what's your name, you know, what's your Instagram account, you know, what's your Twitter handle, give me a number, let me have my people call your people, and let's work out a deal together and so forth. And later on, when they started to eat, you know, at the Valentine's dinner, the young man sat down. He got his plate of salad, and all of a sudden, he emptied the salad in his lap. He got his soup, and he poured it on his shoulder. He was eating some tofu, but he took the tofu and started rubbing it on his knee, and he took his dessert and, you know, spread it all over his chest, and everybody was looking at him and said, man, what are you doing? What is going on? And he said, well, I realized that when I came here the very first time that nobody was interested in me because I realized that you were just inviting my clothes. So I'm feeding my clothes. And he did that because they had not truly met him. They were not really seeing who he really was. They only related to that surface or that young man's persona, or what they say, the mask or the changeable part of us. That changeable part is that external part of us that is always subject to being different, but it's not who and what we really are. It's not who we are as spiritual beings. Now, there's nothing wrong with the persona, or as Emily Cady points out in her book, Lessons in Truth, our personality. But the personality is limited. It's here to be a vehicle to show the spiritual self. And Katie calls that spiritual self our individuality, also known as the I Am Presence. And that I Am Presence is unchanging. It is an unchanging essence that is always one with the Spirit of the living God. That is our true self, and that is the part we want to radiate and express in our life and in our world. And it starts by appreciating, it starts by affirming, it starts by valuing the unchanging self. Someone told me that a great acronym for love is letting our value express. Letting our value express. There was once a very mature man. He was of meager means. I guess you say he didn't have any money, didn't have any ends, as they say. But he would go to this antique shop from time to time. And he'd look at all the beautiful things that were in the shop. And one day something caught his eye, something caught his attention. It was a beautiful glass work, and he had just loved it so much. And he asked the owner, could he just make payments on it over time? In the old days, they used to call that layaway. I don't even know if they have layaway plans anymore. But anyway, the owner agreed, and week after week, this elderly gentleman came and he made payments on that item. Sometimes he made a little bit of payment. Sometimes he paid a lot more. And the shop owner was very aware this man appeared to be going beyond his means to purchase this particular item. But the gentleman, the elderly gentleman, did it anyway. And months went by. And eventually the man owned this beautiful, magnificent piece of art. And when he went to pick it up to take it home, the shop owner decided to get in the man's business. He would kind of get a little nosy. And he said to him, now, you've come in here week after week, and you've paid for this item. I know it's been difficult for you, and I'm sure you have other things you need to take care of. And he asked the gentleman, why did you do this? And so the man said to the shop owner, you know, I have this special place in my home, and I allow only the most beautiful things to come in because that's the place where I live. And I think that man is bringing us a message today. And that is, we want to affirm and radiate that unchanging, loving presence that we are, that spiritual presence that we really are. So we want to examine ourselves and see what is it that we allow to remain in our awareness. What are we allowing to remain in our consciousness? You know, there's a law called the law of mind action that says that thoughts held in mind produce after a kind. You know, so we want to ask ourselves, are we allowing to remain in our mind? Is it a beauty or is it the ugliness at the end of the day? How does our memory serve us? Do we remember the things that went wrong? Do we remember the bad or nasty things people may have said about us or now or in the past? Things that weren't quite right with other people? Or do we allow ourselves to live filled with beauty and magnificence? And I think therein lies an aspect of letting our value express, or love. Let our value express. We have to treat ourselves well, and we will be well on our way to letting that spiritual self, the I am presence, the unchangeable nature of our being take over our life and not let the surface of ourselves run the show. I believe this is our calling in life. To live from that I am, to live from that spiritual self. And we do not allow it to take over our life and simply live from the surface personality only. We want to live from that spiritual consciousness. Now, here's the challenge. You know, because most of us have been conditioned to only live from the surface, only live from what we can see. And when we begin to make a decision to transcend from living from the personality or from the surface of life, we may run into resistance. You know, Emily Cady calls this chemicalization. And chemicalization is when we seek to evolve from one state of awareness, one state of consciousness, to another stage of consciousness. In other words, when we try to move from just surface living, from personality living, or the limited surface level of our existence to that spiritual self, There's often a clash between the old way of being and the new that we're trying to step into. And this happens not only individually, but also happens collectively in our world. And I think all the things that we're going through right now is the fact there's a big paradigm shift that's trying to move us back into our spiritual self. But when that happens, the result is a clash, and there's an agitation, there's a disruption. It is a process in which something is about to be dissolved. The old is trying to be dissolved and replaced, but it does not happen without putting up a fight. The old is holding on. And when those seeming opposing energies show up, one part wants to follow the spirit. One part wants to be part of that I am spiritual process, while the other is trying to run away from it. But we can look at the resistance or the chemicalization from a different perspective. You know, it kind of reminds me of a movie I watched years ago. It's called The Right Stuff. And it helps us understand how this chemicalization process is not a bad thing, but it is a prelude to something better. You know, in one scene, the pilot, Chuck Yeager, and I think he passed away recently, attempts to break the sound barrier. This is the first time someone had ever done this. And so when he reaches the breaking point of the sound, which is, I think, is like 750 miles an hour, the plane starts shaking and shuddering and threatening to almost break apart. Then suddenly he reaches that speed of 750 miles per hour and he breaks through the sound barrier and he experiences glorious silence. He experienced a perfectly smooth ride. I think in our own lives, there's a similar experience whenever we seek an attempt to break through from mere surface living, from mere human living, and really make spirit the guide in our life. Sometimes there's resistance. There's a shaking. There's a shuddering. However, we go through that in order to have the breakthrough. It's not something bad. It's simply part of the process. And in such instances, we must be resilient in moving forward, since resistance is likely to show up as soon as we follow our life to move from that spiritual awareness that we had on a lower level to saying yes to the truth of our being. And often that doesn't happen without our life shuddering sometimes, because without that shuddering, there is no genuine growth. You know, the capacity to be shaken up is often, ironically, the key to growth of any system, whatever it is, including our life. So we move from disturbance to a point where we begin to have that smooth ride. And oftentimes it doesn't happen until we go through our process. That's why I say the universe loves us too much to leave us alone. So when we go through our own chemicalization process, our own chemicalization experiences, and the external world appears to be shaking and rattling and rolling, know it's part of the process of our growth. And in the meantime, what we do is this. We continue to be interested and centered in spiritual truth. God is all that there is. We are one with God. We just affirm that, live that, express that. And we do not lose our peace. We do not lose our joy. We do not lose our love that is always with us. We anchor ourselves in that. And as we do, we remember that we're forever married to this unchanging spirit. Spirit imprints our soul, and we can never lose that imprint. Sometimes we just need to be reminded. You know, there was one Valentine's Day, a young woman was taking a long train ride after an arduous day of work in New York City. She was taking the trip back home, and she was looking down. She was in deep thought. And the thoughts that were going through her mind were thoughts about questioning herself. Because she looked at her life and believed she wasn't good enough when she compared herself to other people. She felt that she wasn't attractive enough. She felt that she was a failure because she had not accomplished as much as her friends and her peers had done throughout their life. After all, she thought, you know, I have no awards, I have no accolades for anything that I have done. And sitting right across from her on that train was a young man. He was an artist. And he was practicing his artwork, so he made it a habit to draw the faces of people who were on the train when he was riding it. And he saw this woman across from him. And when he looked at her, he looked beyond the surface appearance, and he looked kind of in her eyes. He looked through her eyes, and he said he could feel as if he peered into her soul. And while he was on the train, he drew a magnificent portrait of her face in exquisite detail. And when he was finished, he went up to the woman as he was handing her the finished portrait and said, you know, I just want to give this to you as a gift. Put it up on the wall at home or whatever you want to do with it. And the young woman looked at the picture of herself, and she was astounded. She was moved. Something deep within her had been stirred up. And she cried and said, this is the most beautiful thing anyone has ever done for me in my life. She had been going through so much. And she said that picture captured something that was more than her surface painting of her face. It was more than just a picture. And for the first time in her life, she said she could remember who she really was. She recalled her true self. She recalled her spiritual self. And something within her transformed. And she felt a deep love and appreciation for herself as well as for that man. But she felt it for herself like never before. And it had nothing at all to do whatever had been going on in her life and in her world. You know, the late Whitney Houston, that many people called the voice because of her magnificent vocal acuity and range, sang a song called The Greatest Love. And this love that she sang about is a love that is within each and every one of us. The love is of self. And to move into that space, we need only be ourselves. And our true self is not the persona. The true self is not what's on the outside. The true self is not what we wear. It's not that surface stuff that the people at that dinner party saw when they looked at that young man at that Valentine's Day party. But as Emily Cady described it, it is our individuality, our individual oneness with God. It's that part of us that is undivided from the whole of spirit. And to get into that place, we need only be our natural God-given self. And rest assured in that presence. As we allow our God-given self to be expressed, our individuality, our friendships, our relationships, all of those things are transformed into a zone of harmony because it's coming from that place that is changeless. It's coming from that place that is always in tune with the universe and the presence of God. Because it's not about us. It's not about the surface. It's about representing God. And that's in every one of us. So everyone watching this video or hearing the words I am speaking, know this. Encoded within you are divine designer genes, where nothing is lacking, where nothing is missing, where nothing is unlovable. And you are here to activate that God self and walk that way so that when you walk in a room, what you are looking for, you are already being it because you're bringing it. When you walk to meet someone, what you are looking for, you're bringing that. When you walk anywhere, you bring it. You cannot get it unless you bring it. As that old saying goes, you got to bring some to get some. And understand, we don't have to go anywhere. We already have it. We just need to stop hiding our light under a bushel. So whatever the issues are on the surface of our life, whatever they may be, I don't care whether it's clinically been diagnosed or so-called validated, or whether you've made it up yourself by describing yourself in a way that doesn't describe who you really are, about not feeling good enough, or whatever the case may be. You become so adept when you step into your spiritual self. You describe yourself as you really are. And the more adept you are describing yourself as a spiritual image and likeness of God itself, you begin to activate that spiritual nature. And watch as the sense of separation and being stuck on the surface of the personality is swept away by the spiritual wind of transformation. And what is left is the solid rock of spirit that is always in and around us and being expressed through us. So go forth. Be that self. Attach yourself to the I am. Multiply the all good, all good, so that you radiate this oneness with the presence that you are. And then watch as life bears witness to the dynamic truth that makes all of us free. It is here. It is now. It is forever. It is beyond personality. It is the I am presence. So, and so it is. So we let it be. Happy Valentine's Day. Peace and blessings to you.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual Life Center. Transforming.